Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for takeaways with me, Heidi Fang.
First off, it's just an honor and privilege to be a Vegas Raider, be a part of this organization. I had an opportunity to play for Coach Gruden, Mark Davis, and Mike Mayock, and it's a talented young team, and I'm excited to join them. So I think when you get to this age, it's all about the fit and the role, and made a lot of sense for me. So Dallas will always be such an important part of my career, and you spend 16 years somewhere, I always have special moments there. But in this business, you got to find the right fit and opportunity, and it's made a lot of sense here in Vegas.
Welcome, everybody, to the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Fang, and this show is brought to you by the Sunday Ticket and Deal Dash. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you find your podcast and check out VegasNation.com for all of your latest news. Right there at the top of the show, we heard Raiders tight end Jason Witten talk about what it means to him to don the silver and black. It's a little bit weird, I think, for a lot of people to see Witten in silver and black, as he was a former Cowboys tight end. He was there for 16 seasons, and he spent a year in the ESPN broadcast booth, and then he returned to the gridiron in 2019. In 2020 now, he'll be a Raider, silver and black, like I said, and we're going to hear more from Jason Witten throughout the show. Also, today, we are going to have on Raiders safety Eric Harris. What a ride he's had to the NFL. Man, I mean, there's only five others, first of all, on the Raiders roster who've managed to keep their spot on this team since John Gruden and the Mike Mayock era began. Now, there's Rodney Hudson, Derek Carr, Gabe Jackson, Jalen Richard, Nicholas Moreau, and Eric Harris. We're going to talk to him about his staying power, not just with the team, but what it's taken for him to get through this crazy path that he had getting to the NFL and what that adversity taught him. But we are going to start off this interview here with Eric Harris talking about the move to Las Vegas and what the biggest change has been for him so far. He also answered some fan questions for you guys and more. So here we go with Eric Harris on Takeaways. How has this season been different than others? Obviously, there's a lot happening around you, but new city, different things happening in the off season with the programs and how they're going, the virus. How has this one been different for you?
Just a lot of adapting and just kind of, waiting out the next phase and waiting for the next phase. So it's like just a lot of adapting and just, weighing out the options and seeing what's best for our organization and our families to keep everybody healthy. And, not miss a beat and not have anybody miss.
So far for you, what's been like the biggest experience in your move here to Las Vegas? Something outside of football. What's been your first encounter and impression of this city?
And if you guys follow me on IG, scorpions are different. These scorpions are all over my backyard. So anybody can got any advice, send some help, please. That's been the biggest difference. And, it's a great city. There's so much to do outdoors and everything. Great place to eat. Obviously, there's restrictions on that. And but enjoying just the time and just with my family coming out, it's just a different change of scenery for us. Less traffic, obviously, than California, that Bay Area. That's been a big difference.
So, okay, how has, this whole camp really worked for you as far as there's different people in the scope here with the roster? You have the whole different secondary, and we talked about earlier Demaryius Randall coming in, Jonathan Abrams coming back. What can people expect to see from the secondary this year?
I think we got some playmakers. We got some guys that have playmaking ability. our job right now, and our biggest goal right now is just have everybody on the same page and just trusting one another, that everybody knows the scheme, and we kind of just, you know, we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses, but when you play beside a guy for so long, you kind of know what to expect from them, right? So it's just playing off of each other and having that chemistry.
But right now you're in the headquarters. I don't know what that was that just came through. It sounded like a big sound, like a small locomotive or something. Was that like the weight room?
Yeah, it's probably about 120 yards away, yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's talk about that depth, though. I wanted to get into it just because I think a lot of people have been hard, if you will, on the Raiders secondary in the past couple of years. But you've been an integral part of how much improvement the secondary has seen year to year. What do you think about the depth so far and the guys around you?
I think we have great depth, and I credit the staff for bringing in guys and giving us more depth. It's been, I mean, the young guys have really been incredible throughout the whole off season, and now I'm seeing it in a walkthrough now that we're all in the building together. And they've done a great job being in the playbook and picking up the playbook. And we talked about earlier, the depth, the more depth you have, the better you be, and the more you'll last in this league.
Talk about lasting. There aren't that many players right now on the Raiders roster that were there before Gruden came to the team and Mayock came to the team. You're one of like a handful of players, maybe I think five others, that are still with the team from the pre-Gruden era. What would you attribute your staying power on this team to?
Just trying to be myself and bring as much energy and positivity as I can each time I walk through the door. It's been a long journey for me, so I just try to appreciate each and every day and be present in the moment. And like I said, I always try to make people around me better, whether that's on the field or off the field. So just trying to bring that type of positivity and just working hard. That's all I really know. Nothing's ever been handed to me, no matter how good I may play it. Good will never be good enough, and I understand that. So I just work every day, and I don't take anything for granted.
Let's talk a little bit about your journey. I'm sure most Raider fans are familiar with it now, but for the Las Vegas audience that's just getting to know you, you had torn your ACL and your meniscus. You were working with the Utz Potato Chip Factory at UPS. There were maybe moments where you thought like the football career could have been at the end of its rope, but you kept moving forward. You kept pushing through all the adversity. What did you learn through your journey and getting here to the NFL?
I learned, the biggest thing I learned is just having a core group of people that will support you throughout the hard times and when you're down, right? And, you know, my wife, my family, my mom, my siblings, you know, even my wife's side of the family, just everybody being very supportive of us. Even in Canada, when I wasn't making that much money, financially supporting us and letting us stay with them in their homes and stuff like that. So that was probably the biggest thing I've learned, and just having faith in things that you can't see and you can't predict in the future, and just believing in the present moment. And just, like I said, being present is a big thing. I think a lot of times we move so fast through life, and I think COVID has taught us all to kind of slow down sometimes and appreciate the little things. So that's how I try to take each day in perspective.
Well, how did you rebound? What was the main thing, like, it within yourself, your strength that pulled you through all your tough times?
Just sticking to who I was and grinding through all the tough times, trying to find small victories in each day. You know, when you're coming off the ACL, the biggest thing is getting that straight leg raise. And I probably lifted my leg about 5 inches off the table, and I was so happy, but I was so exhausted, and it seemed so silly, but it was a big accomplishment for me that day. And that's kind of all I thought about when I was driving into work that day, was I got to get this straight leg raise. So just getting small victories in those moments and just, you know, setting myself up to succeed.
Well, I think that you're doing a very good job of succeeding right now. This Raiders roster, like we've been talking about, lots of depth. And this season, where do you see for yourself? What's your projection for you? What's your goals?
Our goals is as a unit, and just to improve and be at least top 10 in the NFL as a secondary, and just improve and just have everybody step their game up and just play as one. And just, you know, when you put on that film, we're flying around, we're celebrating, we're having fun with one another, we're picking each other off the ground, and just showing that we have a bond here in Las Vegas.
Last thing for me, I wanted to ask you, because it's something that I've seen you do. I do photography on the field, usually pregame. You're always out there. You're one of the first people out there. You're one of the last to leave the field during the warm-ups and all, and you're usually out there playing ball with the fans. You're having a catch. You're signing autographs. So for you, how much are you going to miss that this season without fans?
Yeah, it's definitely part of my routine. I look forward to it, just that interaction and creating special moments for people. Because I know when I was that young, if an NFL player threw the football to me, I would have been head over heels. So just knowing that I can make a difference in somebody's day. But hopefully people are creative, and hopefully there's a way that we can all kind of interact and keep that interaction going throughout the whole year without them just turning on games on Sundays and just watching us play. So I think if we can come up with some type of idea for that, I think that'll be pretty special.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Eric, and best of luck to you in this coming season.
Thanks, honey.
You're listening to the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. That was Eric Harris. I've also got a little bit of John Gruden sound here for you, fresh, hot off the presses from Raiders training camp on Wednesday. Some of you may have heard earlier in the week that John Gruden had told a special teams coach to go in and tell his players that he had been hospitalized due to COVID-19. He's going to address that and also the return of Jonathan Abram. So here is John Gruden.
I trust medical people that are advising us what to do. I take it very seriously. There was a comment that I faked the virus, which is totally untrue. I take this as serious as anyone. I want to do what's right for our players and coaches to be as safe as possible. I want to be a part of beating this virus into the dirt. And whether or not we should or shouldn't or will or won't, not a question that I have. I try to stay focused on the mission we have, and that is to be a great football team, the best we can possibly be, and stay healthy.
What is having a healthy Jonathan Abram going to do for this defense this year?
I don't want to make any predictions, but we didn't draft him in the first round for any other reason. We think he can be an outstanding player, and he's got to stay healthy. You got to prove he can do it. I think he can, but getting him back with Kwiatkowski and Littleton and the addition of Marius Randle and Jeff Heath gives us more depth and versatility in the middle of our defense, which we think we need. And I'll go back to Malik Collins. It all starts there. He'll be the anchor of us. We'll go as far as he takes us.
You're listening to the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast, and we will be back with some more from Eric Harris. He's going to answer your fan questions, and we're also going to hear more from Jason Witten, the Raiders' newest tight end. So stay tuned right here on the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. Sundays are coming back in the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams and favorite players. No matter where you live, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE. Have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's one of the best bidding sites where you can win things you'd never expect at a price you'd never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at zero and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up on top of their discounts. Go to DealDash.com and use the offer code VegasNation or DealDash.fm/VegasNation. That's DealDash.fm/VegasNation.
You play 16 years, you think you've seen it all, and then 2020 happens, you know, and here we are. Having this conversation in a press conference, I think there's a lot of changes, there's a lot of challenges, and you try to roll with the punches and You know, it was different, you know, learning a new system. I feel like, you know, Coach Gruden's is a new age condensed playbook. So I've mastered the first 1,000 pages, only got about 9,000 more to go. I knew I wanted to play, felt like I could come back and, you know, with the right fit and the right role, you know, could still help a team win some games. And that's when the Raiders came available, and just really excited to be here and kind of dive in with this talented team. And there's going to be changes. It is different. It's a different experience for me putting on that uniform the other day for the first time. But, you know, I just try to make the most of those, and really a lot of joy and passion to have this opportunity, you know, to be able to play football and for this franchise in the new city. And like I said, I think it's a talented team, and coming in here and help and be a veteran presence in that standpoint. But, you know, I'll have time to reflect at another point in time in my life. I've always felt like you live in the now, you hold yourself to high standards, you compete, and all that stuff works itself out. So it's been a really neat experience for me.
What I just played for everybody right there was Jason Witten, Raiders tight end. He was part of a media day that just happened here on Monday, so I thought I would get everybody caught up in case you had missed some of that. Make sure to check back here every Wednesday, because I'm going to keep doing that every time we have an availability and there's somebody that I know that the listeners of this show want to hear from. I'm going to play it. And Jason Witten, man, he's going to make a great addition to this tight end court that the Raiders have going on. It looks pretty sharp. When you look at the depth, first you have Darren Waller. He had a breakout campaign in 2019. 1,145 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns. Then you go to Foster Moreau. He was quite a red zone target for Derek Carr before he suffered that season-ending knee injury. He had 5 touchdowns. When he comes back, we'll still see how he is with the rehab. We haven't had a chance to talk to Foster Moreau yet. Derek Carrier, he added depth. Now you add a 10-time Pro Bowler in Witten, who also, I might add, helped lead my 2010 fantasy team to victory. But he is going to add some of that veteran leadership and some of that savvy to this young Raiders team. And I think that is something that they're really going to need, as a lot of this roster, as you look at it, it's real young. There's a lot that these guys are going to have to learn. And Jason Witten is a guy that can help come in and be a leader right off the top. We will see how he fits in as a Raider. Another guy that we're going to have to see how he still fits in on this roster is safety Eric Harris. There is a ton of depth also at this position this year with the return of Jonathan Abram. You have Demarius Randall. The Raiders went in the offseason and got Jeff Heath, another Cowboy. Man, like somebody said on that conference call, the Raiders are starting to come the Cowboys West over here. But you look at the depth on safety, and Eric Harris was quite a key component last season. Now, Eric Harris also took a little bit of time to answer some of the questions that you guys had sent me out on Twitter. Now, I didn't get to ask him those during the interview because not all the questions were in before the interview was over. So by the time I was done with the interview, I had seen all these questions pop up on my Twitter. And right now we're going to get into some of those, because I did send a couple to Eric to answer. So here's his responses to what you guys had asked. The first question that Eric Harris answered came from your boy Wire9. He wanted to know, how much will playing home games without fans change the game for players? And Eric Harris replied, it won't even be close to feeling the same, especially without Raider Nation. These fans bring so much passion and energy for silver and black. The next question came from Brian Dykeman, and that question was, is there a difference in playing safety for the CFL versus the NFL? Eric Harris answered, the biggest difference, other than the rules, size of field, and the amount of downs, would be the pre-snap motion stuff. They create so many different NFL-style offensive formations on the move. So watching film, you have to pause and say, before they snap the ball, they are basically in this formation, and then see what tendencies they have out of it. So there you go. Thank you, everybody, for submitting those questions. And as I get to interview more of the Las Vegas Raiders, I will definitely post up more questions on my Twitter. And you can find me there at Heidi Fang. And thank you, everybody, as well, for listening every week. I really appreciate you. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Download the Vegas Nation app. Check out VegasNation.com. And also, every Wednesday, we have a show on Cox Yearview Channel 14, the Vegas Nation Blitz. Check out your local times on that. And if you want to get a digital subscription to the paper, you can get it for 99 cents for each month for the next 2 months using my code mylvrj.com/Heidi. That's H-E-I-D-I. Make sure to check that out if you want to grab a subscription. Also, again, check out everything that we do on VegasNation.com. Follow us on social as well at Vegas Nation. Thanks again to my guest, Eric Harris, and to everybody who had asked all those questions. I appreciate it. That'll do it for me here today. And until next week, Raider fans, be excellent to each other.